That was fantastic. It was great to be able to sing in that way. Thank you for your contributions. And it is just lovely, isn't it, to be able to be back together after the Christmas and New Year period when some have been away, and now we can come and we can praise God again together. Because it really is a special privilege, isn't it, to be able to meet together as God's family here in this place. And we look forward to what the Lord has in store for us here in 2024. Next week, we're going to begin our new preaching series, which is entitled Partnering in God's Mission. I say new, in some ways it's going to be a continuation from last term in the autumn, in that we're going to be staying in the book of Acts. But today, I want to share with you, just in the next few minutes, a short message, five headline words and one key verse that God has put on my heart for us as a fellowship to help guide our focus and to guide our prayers into this new year ahead. I'm going to put the words up on the screen in just a second, but I'd say we may want to take these words and reflect on them and pray into them individually, but particularly these are words for us collectively to hold on to as a church. If you were here last week, you may remember that Ruth shared often at the turn of the new year, she asked God to give her one word for the year ahead to pray into and to show her all that she has to learn about him through that. And so as I was praying and reflecting over the Christmas and New Year period, partly inspired by that, the five words that I think God has put on my heart for us as NMBC family this year are there up on the screen. Welcoming, encouraging, being, sharing, and growing. Now, we often talk about how in God's kingdom, there's a now and a not yet element to it. And I think that is true as far as these words are concerned, because I think they're both descriptive and aspirational. And what I mean by that is that I think they paint a picture of some of the things that we already are as a church, but they also point towards things that are yet to fully come and for us to hunger to be more like as we seek to be faithful disciples and followers of Jesus Christ in this new year ahead. So my aim over these next few minutes is just to explore briefly what I believe it means for us to be a welcoming church, an encouraging church, a sharing church, a growing church, and a being church, and then to conclude with a scripture that underpins all of them, a verse for us to carry into this new year and throughout 2024. So let's think about welcoming to start with. What does it mean to be a welcoming church? We have the word welcome up on the wall in many different languages, don't we? In our entrance foyer, you may notice it if you come in the Kingston Road side. And we also host the wonderful Warm Welcome Cafe on Tuesday afternoons. And both of these things are a great start to being a welcoming church. But of course, there's more to it than that. A welcoming church is a place where everybody has their place. Whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're a Brit, whether you're an international. It's a place where the one-time visitor or the relative newcomer or the long-established church member can come and can be who they are. It's a space where when people come, they sense something different, something special when they come into here. Not because we are special, but because God is here and God is at work amongst us. A welcoming church is a place where presence is valued, where newcomers are noticed and where names become known. It's where people want to stay, not run away. And it's where those who come can receive and can give if they choose. But everybody is given the chance to connect and to further move on in fellowship beyond Sunday, beyond these four walls simply, because we're pleased that they're here amongst us. A welcoming church is not a church of people who chose each other. It's a church of people who God has brought together as family here in this place. A welcoming church says, if you're with us, we'll stick with you and he will see us through. Welcoming does not mean that anything goes. It doesn't mean that all behavior can be condoned. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Enough words, perhaps, on the topic of welcoming. Words say so much, but how about a picture? Pictures can say 1,000 words. This is a painting called First Day in Heaven that someone shared with Simon during this week and which he forwarded on to me. That's what Jesus' welcome is like. And imagine if we can just give people a small foretaste of that when they're here amongst us. That's welcoming. Next, encouraging. Encouragement is sometimes called the oxygen of the soul because we all need it. Whatever our age, whatever our stage, whatever our perceived circumstances or otherwise, we love to receive encouragement, but we may need courage to give it. Because to be encouraging is not always easy. Encouragement can be given with words. It can be words of comfort, words of praise, but perhaps also words of challenge or admonishment. Encouragement builds up. It pushes towards better. It isn't always necessarily a pat on the back and a well done. That was great. An encouraging church listens to people, gives them a voice, and gives them chance to be part of something, something that God is doing. An encouraging church visits, it calls, it sends text messages, it sends a voice note, it prays. An encouraging church stands alongside and journeys together with people. It invites them. It enables them. It equips them. It empowers them. An encouraging church says, come and see. Come and try. Come and learn. And then go and do. An encouraging church does not expect perfection. An encouraging church allows failure and always offers a second chance. An encouraging church says you are not alone. We don't have all the answers, but we're in this together and we believe and trust in the one who holds all things in his hands. And so we come to being. Being surely is simple. And yet, how easy do we find it to be still and know that I'm God? Being resists the world's constant desires for more, for better, for faster, and instead is content with the things God gives us in his time and in his way. Being makes time for what is important, not only the things that seem urgent. In a being church, people recognize that they can't earn their salvation. They know they are loved for who they are. inner being, church, you can stop, you can look, you can listen, and you can pray. You can take time to simply enjoy being in the presence of God. Resting and relaxing are not signs of laziness or of weakness, but they're of maturity and of wisdom. A being, church, does not expect things of itself that God does not expect of us. A being, church, does not resign itself to mediocrity, but it does accept that sometimes it's okay to leave things undone. And that imperfection is part of being human. And that's why we need a Savior. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Being and sharing. We thought quite a lot about sharing over the course of the last term. In the passages we looked at in the early chapters in Acts, we thought about sharing our resources, our possessions, our money. How that fits in with our overall church vision of loving God and living generously, giving and receiving, and being both open-handed and humble-hearted in order to be able to do both. But is it quite that simple? What else does it mean to be a sharing church? Well, in the body of Christ, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We share our experiences, the good and the bad. We laugh together. We cry together. We celebrate together. We mourn together. To be a sharing church is to be one in heart and in mind, above all, with regards to sharing the gospel. A sharing church grasps the Great Commission and releases its people in the power of the Holy Spirit to share the good news of Jesus in word and in deed, in our workplaces, in our homes, amongst friends, amongst strangers, and the key word, forgiveness. A sharing church shares the forgiveness it has received through the sacrificial death of Jesus, and shares it with all others, with those dearly loved and with those who barely seem lovable. Freely we've been forgiven. Freely we are to forgive. So welcoming, encouraging, being, sharing. But for us, there's more in 2024. We're here to grow in number, hopefully, to grow in unity, that is the prayer, to grow in patience, yes, in trust, yes, in wisdom, yes, in maturity, yes, but above all, growing means growing in one thing, one key thing, growing in love. Growing in love for Jesus and love for each other. Because herein lies the key to it all. John 13, 34 to 35. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. This is a love that originates with Jesus. As I have loved you, he says. It's a love that is shared with others. So you must love one another. And it's a love that points back towards Jesus. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Now, I'm tempted to leave it there, but Jesus doesn't. He puts in an if. Jesus will be glorified and he will build his kingdom amongst us here in 2024 if we live out our calling to be welcoming, to be encouraging, to be a being church, a sharing church, and a growing church. And if we love one another and those around us as he has loved us. So let's take those five words. Let's take and let's live out that one verse. Let's have a great year ahead together. And may we see more of his kingdom come amongst us in 2024. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the source of love. This is how we know what love is, that you came amongst us, gave up your life to death, even death on the cross. But that death was not the end. And through the power of love, you were raised to new life and ascended to the Father in heaven. That you gave us your presence through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you have filled us with love. Our prayer is that we may be filled to overflowing. That we may know your heart. That we may experience your welcome, your encouragement, your invitation to be with you, to share the things of you, and to grow in knowledge and love of you. And so this year, may we do that, and may we give out because of what you have first given us. In your name we pray. Amen.